Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Why, hello. How you doing? There's no show today. What?
Honey, there's no show today. What's going on? No, I just heard the opening. Oh, I hope Todd's all right. That's all I care about.
It'll give you a chance to listen to an old show. You know, here's what you're probably like, Todd, you don't have to tell us what happened. I lost my legs in a threshing machine. No, last minute something came up. It had to do with the Todd Glass pilot we shot, which we start finally Monday, intense editing. I cannot wait to put that whole thing together. So that's what happened. It just happened last minute. Andy Wood was going to be our guest. But guess what? In the next month, we're going to have Bert. Do I need to say more than that? And Henry Phillips, Andy Kindler. We're going to start, you know, start getting some people that I've wanted to get on the show for a while. And by the way, we don't always have guests. Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we have the same guest 4 weeks in a row. That's the way we do it. Don't try to try any shit. All right, so I think that's it. Portland, I'm coming over there this Thursday. And then the Comedy Bar in Toronto. That's right. The Comedy Bar in Toronto. When am I there? No, the people love to sit and well, you look for your dates. The comedy Bar is the 19th and 20th of June. And then the Comedy Explosion, the 12th of July at Up Comedy Club in Chicago. I'm really looking forward to that. So much, I'm getting into town 3 nights early. So look for me wandering the streets of Chicago. All righty. Oh, I knew there was something. I think I talked about this on the show before. A lot of times with, you know, Irk, remember Irk? For new listeners, he used to be on the podcast. As you know, he did my notes. I know he's going to hear this. Go, is that all I did is your notes? But we have the best conversations. I love them. So we're going to start. I know there's a lot of emailers that I emailed back. I said, oh, I'll do it on the next serious show. I call it a serious show. It's not that serious. I just nicknamed it that. Every single person that I said, we're going to do it. Matter of fact, I'm going to go into Portland a night early, and Eric is going to be going to Portland. So is Chris Burden. And one night we're going to do that podcast. So if you're waiting for an email, I like answering these emails. I like this sort of, sometimes I feel like they're puzzles and you got to figure them out. And I try to give someone clean advice. By the way, You know who has the best advice in the world? I almost feel like when it comes to serious shows, I should just divert to, excuse me, I almost choked to death right there. Does anybody care? All right, to be honest, I just paused because I spaced. Dan Savage. Every time he speaks, he does it so articulately and so clean. And I think to myself, maybe I should just shut up. But we have different ways, I guess. But he, I mean, I wish that guy could just get on a PA system and address the world and go, listen, here's the way it is. So, God, but I'd love to get him on the show. I guess maybe I should reach out. That could be a good start. But anyway, so there's that. So we're going to do that show. Like, remember, there were a few people I emailed. They said, no, we're going to do it on that. Every single person. There's like 300. No, there's like nine. In the so we'll read the emails. Oh, so me and Eric are going to do that while we're in Portland. All right, I'm just rambling now for no reason. Look at you. You're going to be just fine. And you're going to stick to... I'll give you a little here. You maybe people need this. No! Today's not the goddamn day. You fucking... I don't care if you have to bite your lower lip off and rip it off and beat yourself with it. Go fucking... What the fucking shit? And right after you do it, you're going to be like, motherfucker, think about that. Right afterwards, you're like, son of a fuck! Fuck! You fucking... I don't care if you have to stick your hand down your throat and rip your guts out. Jake. And not podcast Jake. You know who you are. All right. I'm sweating. I'm sweating. All right. Listen, next week we'll see you here. It's all good. You're great. You're special. You're funny. You're God damn it, look at you, you pile of shit. You're just fine. Aristotle, how you doing?
Boo!
Good. Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.